The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
New England, you've been designated the visiting team. What is your call? Call is Hess. Reverend Dr. King, do the honors. And it is a tale. Los Angeles is one. They've chosen to defer.
Here we go.
Super Bowl. Let's have a day, Jim.
All right. Down to the goal line. It's Patterson. He's dangerous. He's going to try that left side. He's taken off. Down the sideline. And finally, it's Sirline, the kicker, who got hold of him. But a big return to open things for New England. Brady's pass. Ball in the air. Intercepted. It's picked off on his first throw by Littleton. 42 yards, the kick. It's good. Oh my goodness, this could be the longest punt in Super Bowl history.
Oh, you've been waiting for a good stat like that.
That's it. That's the highlight of the game. This is 53 yards to tie it. And Sirline's kick is good. Second and three. Down the field they go. First play in the red zone. The first one for the game on either side from the two. First and goal. Running it for the touchdown.
Well, you know they're taking shots down the field now.
Blitz to the end zone. And it's intercepted at the three-yard line. Gilmore jumps up and grabs it. 1:16 to go. 41 yards. Cardona to Allen. Kuskowski. He was 65 when he beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 46. And there it is. The dynasty continues.
Final predictions. This is it.
I'm going to go Rams 28, Pats 24.
Yeah, I'll take the Rams. I'll take the Rams. And I think it's a little more scoring than you do. I'm going to take it 34-31.
Shame.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Hello.
There we go. Yeah, about that. And, of course, I didn't bet it that way. But let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz. That means you push
and
the button.
There we go.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Monday. Hey, welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe, although you might not guess it from that. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter. It's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron M. Raybould. We're going to have to change that to something that's a little easier for the people to find, R-A-Y-B-O-U-L-D. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Monday after the Super Bowl. And all I've noticed is a lot of people walking around hungover today.
Yeah, that was me this morning in the sales meeting at 8:30.
Complaining that this should be a holiday.
Yeah.
I just think they should move the game to Saturday night. That would solve the whole thing.
It's not a bad call.
Yeah, because then, I mean, really, what else? Hall of Fame?
You know who would be against that? Preachers.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Nobody's coming to church the next day.
That's probably true. Yeah, So, after the more I looked at it, I kind of came around. I wanted to make it four bets yesterday, which is four more than I thought I was going to make. I took Rams money line.
Yeah.
Fail.
Same.
And then I took first quarter under.
Okay.
First half under.
Okay.
And game under. So I wound up going 3-1.
I thought you were all over, like, you were laughing at me for...
No, I wasn't laughing at you. You heard, I think there's a little more scoring, but then I went and I read Granado's thing again, and I'm looking at it going, you know what? I mean, I didn't think it'd be 13-3 by any stretch.
Yeah, I don't think anybody
did. But I thought it would be kind of like that Patriots-Panthers game that was here, where it'd be 6-3 or something at the half, and then there'd be a bunch of scoring in the second half. And I said, man, 56 is an awful lot. So... Yeah, I kind of came around, yeah, maybe 24-21, somewhere in there. But no, 13-3. It was thrilling.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I didn't hate the game. I enjoyed it.
I didn't really enjoy it because, it never felt like... It just never felt like the Rams were in the game. Even when it was tied 3-3, I was like, they're not going to win this game. Like, Goff was playing scared the whole time. Gurley was a non-factor, which is the one thing I was really scared of back in the Rams. Was if you had told me Todd Gurley was going to be on the field less than half the offensive snaps, I wouldn't have played him. In fact, I probably would have played the Patriots.
Yeah, one of those after the first quarter, in game on the Patriots wouldn't have been a bad play.
Yeah,
because it just looked like, oh, they're winning this football game. But I did enjoy the fact that there was at least some defensively. Those guys, I love the chess match with the coordinators because what Belichick and his guys came up with against Goff, what Wade Phillips came up with against the Patriots, I thought was pretty cool. I'm an offense guy. I prefer offense. I want to see scoring. But in this case, I appreciated the genius on both sides that made it difficult on those offenses. And, you know, McVay said after the game, he got out coached, and he did, but, you know, he owned it, which I appreciate.
And someone asked, I said that too, and someone was like, oh, you get on Bill O'Brien for saying it's on me. Well, yeah, when you say it over and over and over every game and you don't change, and then it just at the end of your crappy game you say, oh, that's on me, I gotta coach better. I don't have much good to say about that. But, you know, this was the biggest game that he's ever coached in, and he laid an egg. And he didn't shy away from it, you know. And I honestly thought that, you know, he was going to be the reason why the Rams had a chance to win. And Wade Phillips did his job. He did a great job. The Rams got pressure up the middle thought they would. And but if you had told me the Patriots were going to score 13 points. Brady, no touchdowns, no, one pick.
I'd bet every penny I had on the Rams.
Right. The Rams what were they? The second leading scoring team in the NFL this year? They just laid an egg. They played scared, and that's where...
Yeah.
The Patriots didn't play a particularly great game. The Rams just couldn't do anything. The defense was good. It wasn't spectacular. The Rams just said, we're going to be basically the most vanilla we can be offensively, and that's not good enough.
Well, the one thing you were right about was the pressure up the middle from the Rams. The one thing I was right about is that Jared Goff wasn't ready for the moment.
Yeah.
And that was my big concern with them all along. Now, he didn't go out and throw three interceptions. He threw the one bad one, but he got sacked four times. He held onto the ball too long. He wasn't accurate. He looked like a guy who wasn't ready for that moment. And people were giving me grief last week. Oh, look, but he brought him back against the Saints in the championship. But Super Bowl is a different animal, man. That's the game. That's the one that everybody's looking at. And, you know, that's the most pressure you're going to face. And I think he'll be better for it. And I think next time maybe he'll be more ready. But I thought that was, and And really, same thing for McVay. I think both those guys are going to learn from this, that because they got tighter and tighter as the game went on when there wasn't scoring. I shouldn't say they should have gotten more aggressive, because I don't think Goff was going to be able to complete anything downfield. So they really didn't get much out of anything except for Brandon Cooks. And, you know, I thought the Patriots had a terrific defensive plan, and they executed it really well.
They did.
And just made play after play. And almost wasn't that far off on when we were talking about MVPs, when I mentioned Stephon Gilmore as a possibility.
Yeah.
He damn near got in there and did that. So, yes, we were wrong about a lot, but we were right about a few things, too. That's usually how it works.
Yeah, I was on Rams first half, Rams money line, under first half, under full game. And then, like, I think I was, like, something like 4-6 on prop bets. So I lost a little bit. I didn't do anything. Like I said, I wasn't betting this game big. It was basically fun money. The only things I bet, like, really anything significant on were the game and the under.
Yeah,
and
all my bets were like $50.
Broke even. So on those, but I did lose a little overall. But God, I needed something to keep me interested in that game. So I'll take it.
Yeah, although but by the time I got to the second half under, the game under in the second half, it's like, well, this is already done.
Yeah,
there's no point.
That
I don't really
nice.
Have a rooting interest.
One of the props that I had was one of the props that I hit was first play of the game is a run play. Boom, right out of the gate.
It's now, like, you're feeling good.
It's nice. Yeah. You're starting off right. And then shortly after that, Brady throws a pick, and I'm like, oh man, things are starting to turn my way. And then, is what it is, but. The game, I don't want to say it was a bad game. It just wasn't an entertaining game.
Well, I think we just got spoiled in the fact that we had such a great offensive season all year long. And we had some terrific games. I mean, I know Saints fans still pissed, but the way that game ended with the controversy, we forget the fact that that was a really good finish.
Yeah.
With overtime. Oh, by the way, overtime for the Patriots in the game before that.
Yep.
So we had two great championship games, and I think we were just expecting that would mean a great Super Bowl. Not really, but it wasn't awful to watch. I mean, I enjoyed the chess match on the defensive side of the ball, because that was cool to see. And yeah, I kept waiting for McVay to make adjustments to it, and they never really could.
They didn't. That's what was surprising to me. I thought for sure at halftime, and halftime was the last time I really felt like, okay, Rams are getting the ball back first. They're going to go down and they're going to score a touchdown, because McVay is going to go in there into his lab and figure something out, and he's going to come up with something big. And no, more of the same. Barely moved the ball. Goff looks scared. I mean, it's it's a bad game. A bad game for the Rams offensively, for sure.
And even on the drive where they had the interception, which was probably their best drive of the game, it got extended by penalties. I mean, they kind of got lucky on that drive a little bit, so... It's one of those things. I think that what usually you see in games like this is teams will come out with a great defensive plan and it's working, and then the other team finally figures it out. Especially if they're a good offense, they just never did.
Nope.
And from that perspective, it was a little disappointing. I would have liked to have seen. I'd like to see more scoring, but it also kind of was, and I don't mean this as an insult. A little bit like a soccer game, because every score was really critical.
Yeah,
or even a baseball game, like a low scoring baseball game. So,
yeah, but again, once the Patriots scored a touchdown, you knew that was pretty much it.
Yeah. It although they came right back down the field, but you had a feeling that Goff was going to do something stupid on that drive, and darn if he didn't.
Yeah,
a lot of people asking about the
and Goff had a chance. He had chances. If Goff throws that ball to Cooks in the end zone on time, it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, but he was late.
And I mean, Brooks was really wide open early on that play. All he had to do was see him or just put a better pass on it even.
Yep.
And I think that was part of it. He just wasn't on his game. He wasn't ready for the moment and didn't perform. And that's happened to a lot of guys. I mean, that's not, you know, hell, Dan Marino's only Super Bowl, same thing. And he was one of the all-time greats. So I think they'll be back. I think the Rams are going to be an interesting team for a while. And man, the Patriots at this point, there's no real arguing anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's the greatest NFL franchise ever.
Yeah.
And this is the greatest run by any one group, by a quarterback, by a coach. Just not much else you can say. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Before we get this, a lot of people asking about the 94.1 signal. We no longer are on 94.1, but we're working on our signal getting boosted, and in the interim, just check us out on the app. It still works. You can dive into that, but we'll have the main signal. We'll be expanded here pretty soon. We'll let you guys know. But 94.1, we no longer are involved with.
Yep.
All right. I can tell you who we're still very involved with, Texas Mattress Makers. And I'm telling you, my mattresses are from Texas Mattress Makers. AJ's mattresses are from Texas Mattress Makers. You know, you get the best experience in the store. It's unlike any other mattress store because you get comfort. You get great pricing. Check this out. You're saving 50% over what you would pay at a retail store the minute you walk in. And because they make the mattresses and sell them directly to you. And if you go to a retail store, you might even be buying a mattress that Texas Mattress Makers made. But they've got a great collection of pocketed coil mattresses, including the Amsterdam, which is used by professional athletes like the Sabercats rugby team. You get more comfort, more support with expert help guaranteed. And Yuval and his guys over there, they know everything about these mattresses because they make them. And I guarantee you they're going to put you on the mattress that's best for you. The way I sleep isn't the way you sleep. So you're going to get a mattress that is going to be affordable, that you're going to love. Visit them today, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, the new store. Or go to the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we welcome our man Aaron to his new role as the producer of this show. A little bit of a rough start, but that's all right.
I'm trying.
You'll get there. I'm not too worried about you.
I appreciate the vote of confidence.
You did a good job of humiliating us in the open, but it'll get there. But very excited to have Aaron. Aaron is one of those guys that we always talk about how there's people who go the extra mile, and then there's bare minimum guy. Aaron is definitely not bare minimum guy.
Yeah.
So we're happy to have him. And formerly Voldemort, for those of you who remember him producing the show, we couldn't say his name because he was working for somebody else. So happy to have him here, and he's going to be the new guy. So we got to get him a better Twitter, though, than just his name.
Yeah, I got to figure something out.
I mean, isn't your Twitter just your name?
Yeah.
And you don't have an easy name to spell?
No, but I spell it out all the time for people. But his is a lot longer. Mine's pretty short.
That's true.
I mean, it's, you know. Jay says, final power rankings? No way those were the two best teams. He's going to go Chiefs, Saints, Pats, Rams, Bears. Honestly, if you win the last game, you're the best team. So,
yeah.
And they went in and beat the Chiefs in their own place.
And by the way, I mean, the Rams, there was a good chunk of this season where you could say the Rams were the best team. So, it's not like the Rams were the New York Giants sneaking up and beating the Patriots. I mean, the Rams were a really good team all year.
But to his point, like all of those teams at one point during the season, you could have made that argument.
Yep.
The Chiefs at one point looked like the best team in football.
The Patriots were maybe the one team that you couldn't.
Until last
playoff
month.
Time.
Yeah. So, Nick says, is there any logical argument against Brady and Belichick being the best quarterback coach ever, respectively? Not for me. And then Ashok said, the Patriots ran man coverage 62% of the snaps this season, the highest rate in the NFL. Yesterday, they ran 10%, 90% zone, completely changed their scheme and caught Goff completely off guard. And, you know, that's the thing. You would have thought they would have said, okay, this is what they're doing. Let's change what we're doing. And it never really worked. By the way, I did a, we said, bet on Pats up at the half by 1-3. Got a nice payday. 713-780-ESPN. Fred, 2 years ago under Jeff Fisher, how ridiculous would it have sounded if someone told you Jared Goff would be playing in the Super Bowl in 2 years? I would have bet life-changing money that he wouldn't. I agree. And, you know, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that that's a good football team that had a great year. They just it always comes down to, you know, that last game. I don't want to that's unfortunately the image that everybody's going to have. But the Rams were a really, really good team all season long. Had a great year. Jared Goff had a great year. And, you know, just didn't work out when it came down to the biggest game of all.
Yep.
So I had a pretty good horse betting weekend, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Friday night, the last race at Sam, I had my top pick was the 8, my second pick was the 11. So I did one of my Acing Racing 8-11, 8-11 all trifectas. And I ran 11-8. And I don't remember who was third, but he was 25-1, which was perfect.
Oh, that's good.
So had that for several dollars. And then I just basically played all weekend on that and never got much past where I won there. But I did two more of those little Derby War tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Great success.
Dude, I've played 5 tournaments on Sam Houston, and basically it's 7 people, winner take all. $29 buy-in, you win $175. I won 4 out of the 5. The other one I finished dead last.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. I mean, this is Ricky Bobby stuff, man.
Yep.
You're either first or last. So that was a pretty good weekend. Vernon says Packers are still the NFL's greatest franchise. Patriots are probably number 2 now. I disagree. I don't think you can count anything from before the Super Bowl era.
What, so what? Wait, what?
He says the Packers are still the NFL's greatest franchise.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
No. So. I mean, yeah, they've got a lot of history and stuff like that. But yeah, pre-Super Bowl stuff, I'm not counting in that game that decision
because
either.
It was half a league.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot. It's just like those Celtics championships that I don't count from the 60s. It was an 8-team league.
Yeah. Winning now is so much more impressive than winning back then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think there's any question who the greatest franchise is. And it pains me to say, but I think it's just that's just the facts.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I thought the commercials were, for the most part, pretty lame. But there was one that I admit I got excited about.
The Game of Thrones one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured you would like that.
That was awesome. And I hope that was the end of the whole Dilly Dilly campaign. Because if it was, it ended great.
It might be. I don't know.
I mean, that'd be a cool way to end it, yeah. Right? But yeah, if you missed that one, it involved the mountain smashing the head of the Bud Knight and one of Danny's dragons flaming the whole place.
Yeah.
it was funny because it, you know, it started off like your typical goofy Bud Light commercial, and then all of a sudden it turns dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cool.
I liked the commercial with all the old-time football players in it and until I was watching it, and then they showed Todd Gurley, and I was like, Todd Gurley's running better in this commercial than he is in the game. Like, then I was pissed off because one of my props was Todd Gurley scores a touchdown.
Yeah. Somebody, I can't remember who it was I was talking to yesterday, but White to score a touchdown.
That I had work. That too.
Yeah. That one seemed to be.
And he got, I mean, this is what I get. And by the way, it's dumb to throw your lot in on a Patriots running back. And I've learned that lesson in fantasy. I need to remember that lesson in prop betting because you never know which way they're going to go. James White, you could argue he's been the most valuable offensive player that team had all season long. And then he's a ghost in the Super Bowl because Rex Burkhead was back.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, that penalty that they called on the Rams when it was, I mean, it was about to be third and 17.
Yeah.
And they call a defenseless receiver on a throw in the backfield. Maybe that's the rule. That is a lame rule. You've got to wait until he can establish himself as a runner. You're in the backfield. I mean, that's like saying, like, if you catch a running back as the quarterback's handing it off to him, and they're like, no, You got to let him get a good hold on that ball before you tackle him. Give me a break, man. That was good defense, and that could have been, I mean, that was a game changer from a field position standpoint. I don't know that the Rams would have done anything with it, but at the time, it just seemed so valuable.
Yeah.
I thought that was a horrific call. And someone tweeted out, it was a makeup call, whatever it was, penalty on the Rams, getting us in trouble with our bosses.
Oh, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And the funny thing about, I mean, I really thought not using Todd Gurley more, I mean, I know he didn't look right, but Gronk didn't look right either, and they still managed to get him the football.
I mean, it's not like Todd Gurley was limping around. I feel like
10 carries isn't going to cut it. That's just, you're not going to win like that. And I can't remember what I saw the record on NFL Network when he carries the ball less than 15 times. It's something like 3-17 in his career.
Yeah.
And I know it's oversimplifying to say, maybe just give him the ball 15 times to make sure you get to that. But the reality is it's not like they could get anything going with him.
No. Nope.
Or with Goff. They weren't in sync. They weren't consistent. And I think so much of that was what the Patriots did. 713-780-ESPN. Nick says the Steelers won 6 Super Bowls also. I don't think we can discount them.
No, they're in that conversation, yeah, too. I think they're probably number two.
They're second. And yeah, you know, I think the fact that the Patriots have made it to as many as they have is the tiebreaker for me.
Now, and if I were trying to make an argument for why the Steelers deserve that title over the Patriots, I would say that they had, I mean, the Steelers had, because, I don't know, maybe not, because the Steelers didn't really have a dynasty in this era. They had a dynasty in the old days.
Right, in the pre-salary cap days.
And then they had a nice run here, I mean, I say recently, in the last, 10, 12 years. But I don't know that I would, I mean, obviously there's only been one dynasty in the NFL in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's the one in New England. So,
I hate the recency thing where you say, oh, well, they're the best because, but they are. I mean, it's just, nobody's done this. It's amazing. And especially in a salary cap era to be this good for this long and win this many Super Bowls and make it to this many Super Bowls.
Well, but I mean, listen, we do it in other sports. There is a recency bias in some ways, but in other sports, we can realize, okay, like the Yankees haven't won a World Series in a while now.
Right.
Much less multiples. There's still no doubt that that's the greatest baseball organization of all time. The Lakers aren't even competitive at this point. The Celtics, you know, but those two franchises, that's the gold standard for the NBA. The Montreal Canadiens are probably the gold standard,
much as it pains me
for
to
hockey.
Say that. Yeah, and they haven't won in forever.
Yeah, they're a phantom. So it's there's recency bias, but I think it's warranted in this case.
Yeah, I mean, I always hate to be the guy who says, "Oh, back in my day, this team was the best,"
right?
Or this player was the best. But I also hate to be the guy who reacts to everything recent and saying, "Oh, well, this is the best,"
yeah.
Because there are both of those sides to it. In this case, I just don't think there's any doubt in my mind. But I'll tell you what there should be no doubt about is, guys, you need to get your lady taken care of.
My wife is loving these, by the way.
Oh, man. I scored some points because I sent myroseexpress.com to my wife's office and made all of her friends jealous.
See?
So, yeah, all of my competition now is going to have to raise their game. But how about this? 25 roses for $29. And you can get another additional 25 for just an additional $20. Guys, this is such a great deal. These are wholesale prices. All they do, all Rose Express
is win, no matter what.
That and they sell roses.
That's a good call.
So you know what? You can take care of a bunch of people real easily, and you don't have to be lazy about it either. I mean, you just go right on, boom, boom, boom. It's simple to go online on roseexpress.com.
Yeah, and here's the deal. And this is why I think this is such a great value, because you can order now and you can set the delivery date for Valentine's Day. You try and go to the flower shop on Valentine's Day. Good luck getting anything.
Well, try going now and get them at
something dollars. Yeah.
Give them a call. Check it out. They'll tell you what their prices are.
Right now, 50 roses for $49, 75 for $69, 100 for $89. These are However big you want to go, this is the way to do it, guys. RoseExpress.com. You're going to want to check it out. Get it done now. RoseExpress.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN975 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Somebody says, what did you think of P.E.D. Edelman winning the MVP?
I thought he deserved it.
Yeah.
I mean, I did say it was funny that a P.E.D. cheat, like from this year,
right,
won the Super Bowl MVP, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I read a column on USA Today where they were just saying, "Oh, you should never have been allowed to play in the postseason," and all that. Look, the guy broke the rules. He did his time.
Yeah,
and if he gets caught again, guess what? It's going to be a lot worse.
Yeah,
it's like if you commit a crime and you go to prison for 6 months and you get out, you're done with that. You know, you did your time for it. Same thing. So it doesn't. Yeah, it is. Is it a bad look? Yeah, maybe, but you know, who else were you going to give it to? I mean,
Gilmore was the only other real. You know what? I'll say one more guy who I thought was maybe a legitimate option, Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah,
he didn't have as many catches as Edelman did, but he had probably the biggest catches in the game. Like he was in the key moments. That's who Tom was looking to. So he had some big plays and put up some pretty decent numbers too.
Boy, on that pass to set up the touchdown was just, I mean, that was just vintage beautiful.
Perfect.
That was just put it right where it had to be. And Gronk made the catch and then they score on the next play. Lamont says Janet Jackson's nipple greater than dude last night. I slept through the halftime show.
I wasn't paying attention to it.
I admit I took a nap because I was tired and didn't want to watch. Didn't really care about Maroon 5. So, he also said Todd Gurley reminded me of the game by Tomlinson when he was standing on the sideline with the visor as Rivers played on a torn ACL. Yeah, if I recall though, weren't they way behind in that game at that point?
I think so.
It's a little before my time.
I mean, a little before your time.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't remember it that well.
Right.
Let's squeeze in a
call. I feel like maybe you saw at least one or two.
I saw a lot of
LaDainian Tomlinson games,
but I just don't remember much from that. Let's go to Alan. What's up, Alan?
Yes.
Hey, sports, Alan.
Again?
Hey, you're on.
Go.
How's it going? My name is Alan, long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome to the program.
Me and my buddies were talking to work, and I was just telling them that. With the Rams playing the way they did last night, any NFL team offense would have took on Tom Brady last night, knowing that he would only score 13 points.
Yeah, I mean, all it would have taken was a mediocre, middle of the road offensive performance to get that win, but didn't get it.
Nope, and you know, it's fun in sports when you have these moments where you look back on it, and like I remember when the Bulls were having their run and you kind of get sick of them, but then you start to appreciate later on that, man, that was pretty impressive. And that's kind of I kind of feel that way about this whole Patriots run, and it's not gonna last much longer. Let's be honest, Brady, as much as he wants to play till he's 45, I don't see that happening.
Yeah,
I mean, it's there's too much. Your body gets beat up too much. And I wonder this about Todd Gurley. Did he just wear down from overuse this year?
Could be. I mean, you'd like to not think so because, I mean, he was – it's not like he's an older guy. I mean, this is a guy who should be in his prime.
Yeah, but those guys take so much punishment at
running. But think about – I mean, they had a bye week before the Super Bowl. They had a bye week in the playoffs. I mean, it's – I don't know. That would be odd if that's the case.
Jacob says, Question of the day, are the Rams a fraud? They had 54 rushing yards. They couldn't do anything. The Cowboys or Saints would have made it a game. I don't know
about that. The Rams aren't a fraud. The Rams just, I mean, listen to this. If Sean McVay got outcoached, Jason Garrett's head would have fallen off. I mean, the Cowboys.
Yeah, you couldn't beat the Rams, so you can't bring Cowboys here. And listen, I'll hear the argument that the Saints would have been more competitive.
Sure, they probably would have been, but that's the game. That was the game. The Belichick planned for that team. He may have treated the Saints totally different, and we'll never know. So I don't think the Rams are a fraud. The Rams were a really good team this year, and the Rams deserve to be there. They just got smoked. They got beat by a better quarterback and a better coach, and that's what I get. Because what do I always say when I'm trying to pick these games? Who do I like? The team with the better quarterback and the better coach. And you know what? I tried to get cute. And
And that's the thing. I think we all this doesn't erase what the Rams were. I know everybody wants to do that. Oh, they're a fraud. No, they're not.
Well, it's just like that Falcons team from 3 years ago. Well,
they were a fraud though.
They were not a fraud. They had an MVP at quarterback,
and they choked the game away.
Yeah, and they were good enough to beat that team, that Pats team.
Yeah, well, they outplayed them for the entire game.
But wrapped it up in a bow and handed it to them because they tried to get cute. Yeah. So, and it's in hindsight, it's always easy to say, well, the team that lost didn't deserve to be there. We should have known they weren't good enough. But, I mean, the Rams, talent for talent, are probably better than the Patriots. But, you know, games aren't played on paper.
And that's the beauty of football above all else. It comes down to one game. If this is a 7-game series like basketball, you're going to see a totally different game next time they play. And in this case, it's, you know, give the Patriots credit for
a
terrific defensive scheme.
Yeah. Let's also give some credit to what the Rams did defensively.
Yeah. Wade Phillips had those guys ready to play. You hold the Patriots to 13 points.
I don't know if the Saints or the Cowboys would have held that team to 13 points.
No way in hell. So yeah, let's not try to inject the Cowboys into this. I'll hear the Saints argument.
I don't want to get into the Saints argument because it's stupid. I mean, the Saints didn't make the Super Bowl. Sorry. Which is why I'm not going to spend all day talking.
No. Wait,
what if I spent the next 2 weeks talking about that penalty on the Rex Burkhead hit? And was like, oh, if they don't call that, I mean, the Rams win the Super Bowl. You know, there's no point. Move on.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. All right. Hey, guys. You want to get in on some of the...
I want some money, Fred. Let's get some money.
The best poker action in the city. Great cash games. And by the way, if you want to play during the day, if you get there before 12:30, you're going to get $25 in free time. The first 15 get $50 in free time and free lunch. And oh, by the way, tournaments. And they've got one tonight, as a matter of fact. 6:30, $5,000 guaranteed. How about that? And you can register up until 8:40. So if you can't get there on time, you know, you're good. Because they have tournaments all the time. They gave away a ton of money over the weekend. $30,000 guaranteed in two tourneys on Saturday. And they're going to do that every weekend. But they got tournaments every night. Great cash play. It's an awesome place. George and Najib run, in my opinion, the best room in the city.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And you follow them on Facebook, you'll get all the information about the tournaments and things like that. But I tell you this all the time. If you don't go in there and see it for yourself, you're not going to know how great it is. Because we could tell you how nice it is. The food is really good. There's TVs all over the place. But until you go in and play and see for yourself what this room is all about, you can't appreciate it. Go in and check them out. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, check out sportsmap.com today. Lots of good stuff, as there is every day on SportsMap. Only the greatest website in the history of the known universe. Joel Blank has a column on Wade Miley, and he likes the signing. Josh Jordan has a bad lip reading of the NFL up. We have our guy Timmy B covered the Kovalev fight for us. Mm-hmm. So there's a report on that. And if you didn't see that fight, Kovalev, pretty dominant.
Yeah, got it back.
Yeah, Jermaine wrote his good, bad, and ugly from the Super Bowl. And Cody had a story Saturday. I was going to take Saturday off, but Cody had a story on the Texans' new offensive coordinator, which kind of feels like meet the new boss, same as the old boss to me. But we'll talk about that at some point today. And listen, let me, because Cowboy fan is like all pissed off that they're being dismissed. Hey, you had your chance. You went in, you got your ass kicked by the Rams. And so you can't sit here and complain about, oh, we would have given them a better game. You didn't get there. So just stop. And here's what the Patriots did, by the way. For all you guys who just are being dismissive, first off, remember who the Patriots beat in their first playoff game? They beat the tar out of a Chargers team
that
was really good all year long and was also in that conversation for best team at one point. Then they go in and beat Kansas City in Kansas City. Kansas City, best team in the AFC. And then they beat the Rams, who were one of the two best teams in the NFC all year long. And we would talk about those teams that would be the best in the league. The only one they didn't beat was the Saints. So you can't really, you know, all this other stuff is just garbage. You can't play the what-if game. You really can't. This is a game you had.
You had your chance.
Yeah. So 3J says, Goff makes one throw on time, and people would talk about it if Tom was done because he played a bad
game.
It's
true.
It is true.
I mean, if let's say he hits Brandon Cooks on that pass and it's a touchdown. And, I mean, who knows what happens if that game goes to overtime. But let's just say the Rams win in overtime, 16-13.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the narrative on Brady at that point?
Oh, he's done. He's lost two Super Bowls in a row.
Right?
Yeah. By the way, did you see the ratings were way down?
Yeah.
Which
the lowest rated game in New Orleans ever.
Yeah. Doesn't really surprise me. Let's squeeze in a couple here. Andrew. You're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, right before the half with the Patriots backed up on their own goal line, didn't really look like they had enough room to keep kneeling the ball if the Rams used some timeouts. So why didn't they do that and force them to maybe make a play and get a safety?
I thought the Rams were out of timeouts at that point, but I may be mistaken.
Hmm. Yeah,
they were going to have to hammer it up the middle. I don't think they could have taken knees.
Yeah. I don't remember what the timeout situation was. I'll have to go back and look. Chase. What's up, Chase?
I'm wondering, do the Rams take a step back next year? They were very much in win-now mode this year.
Yes.
They moved all their chips to the table. They had a lot of guys on 1- and 2-year contracts, and the 49ers and the Seahawks should be better within their division. And also, do the Patriots take a step back? I don't think so, just because their division is such garbage.
Yeah, so with the Rams, you got to consider guys like Marcus Peters, guys like Ndamukong Suh, were on 1-year deals. And
can you keep – and they're up against it on the cap.
Yeah, so they can't keep everybody, which, you know, obviously their goal was to try and make a run before they've got to pay Jared Goff, if they're going to pay Jared Goff, which that's another thing to think about. I mean – I don't know that Jared Goff, I mean, I don't think you can call him a bust because he just made it to a Super Bowl, but I don't know if Jared Goff is going to be as great as everyone thinks he is. Like, and this is, it's pretty alarming how poorly he played in this game. And maybe it's just a one-time thing, but that wasn't a good look. And I was a guy who's been skeptical of Goff since before he was in the NFL. And yesterday was the first time where I didn't look like I had egg on my face. So,
all right.
Yeah, well, first time since Jeff Fisher left.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was, I don't know. Maybe, do you think Goff is the long-term answer? Is he as good as, you know, he's looked during the regular season?
I think, yeah, because regular season's a different animal too. And you're not playing the Patriots every week. You're not playing a guy who, basically, Bill Belichick said, we're going to make Jared Goff beat us. We're going to put pressure on him, and we're going to make him beat us. And he couldn't. But week in, week out, you're playing Arizona. You're playing, you're not playing the Patriots every single week. So, no, I think he's the guy there. But, yeah, I do think that it's going to be a challenge for them to get back because I do think the Saints have another good run in them. I think the Vikings could easily be back in the mix next year. I think the Eagles, if they're healthy all year, are going to be back in the mix. And, you know, it's just not going to be that easy to get there, even if they don't take a big step back. But I do think, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with some of those guys, with who they can afford to pay and who they can't. And, you know, they're getting some, you know, Whitworth is getting up there. I mean, is he coming back? I don't know, but it is interesting to me that I think they got the right guy and they got the right coach. If you put Jeff Fisher back there, Jared Goff's not the right guy.
Right.
713-780-ESPN 2818.
But at the same time, when we talk about paying Jared Goff and what you'll have to pay him, is there any way you say, you know what, let's find a cheaper alternative and let Sean McVay make the most of him?
No, you can't. Because what is your cheaper alternative? That's just a going rate for
quarterback. It's a draft pick.
You've just invested a really high draft pick to get this guy.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's
Well, I'm not
guy.
Saying like next year. I'm just saying when his money comes up, you either pay him, you know, basically top quarterback in the league money, which is what he'll probably get, or you use your first round pick that year.
Yeah, I'm always against that. If you've got a guy you've won that many games with and got you to a Super Bowl with that coach, you don't do that.
Okay.
I mean, it just, you know, and I mean, I get the idea that you don't want to have to pay a quarterback, but guess what? What's the one thing you have to have? A quarterback.
Yeah.
So if you've got one that can get you this far, it's like Cam Newton. You pay Cam Newton. Cam Newton can get you to a Super Bowl. He's done it. Jared Goff can get you to a Super Bowl as long as he has Sean McVay, but I don't think McVay's going anywhere. So, but yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Boy, did you see the old, do you think Tom Brady gave Robert Kraft a little tongue?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen, like, you know, at the end of a good work week, I've seen you and Mr. Gow kiss on the mouth, but I didn't think that was a regular workplace thing. Apparently it's also okay in New England.
There's no tongue.
Well, no, not with you guys. I don't know if there was tongue with Brady and Mr. Kraft.
I think he might have slipped a tongue in his ear.
It was very romantic.
Yeah, I mean, hey, whatever you're into, I guess. Oh, man, we have the odds already for next year's Super Bowl, which we could talk a little bit about. The way too early odds.
Yep.
You see ESPN... Some guy's wild prediction was Texans in the Super Bowl.
Saw that.
Yeah.
What's so wild about that?
Well, because until they actually get some guys who can block.
Come on. That's overrated.
They have, to me, this is an important offseason for them. If they have to fix tackle especially, but they've got to get better on the offensive line. They got to get better cornerback.
I swear this is like the exact same thing we were talking about this time last year.
Yeah, well, although safety was another big topic, but then they went out and got Honey Badger, and then they moved Kareem, and they were pretty good at safety, and then they drafted Reed, and so they fixed that. But, yeah, we were also talking, well, those guys are getting old at corner, and, man, they got to do something with this offensive line, and well, Chantrell Henderson was your big addition on the tackle.
Yeah.
And he's coming back next year. Maybe he'll make it more than one game. He looked really good for a quarter.
Yeah.
however long he was out
10
there.
10 minutes of dominance.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just think that's a little. By the way, did you see the Mad Bomber lost out?
I did not see that.
$4 million.
Ooh. Was he on Moneyline?
BetterX placed $3.8 million in bets on the Rams. At the MGM, he bet $2 million. William Hill, $1.5 million. South Point, $300,000. That's the same guy who did the World Series.
Yeah.
And not so good. He bet the Eagles last year. money line and made a bunch. So I don't know about this strategy of betting money line against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Worked last year, not so much this year. Another Cody asked, did you see RJ and Darren Revelle's Twitter beef today?
Yeah.
We'll get it. We'll
saw RJ and Matt Peralt's Twitter beef, too.
Oh, really?
You got did into you see it that?
No. Well, let's talk about that when we come back. I want to go check it out.
He threw a bomb at Matt Peralt. Bomb.
Nice.
It's good.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.